When we say Shiva, it means many things to many people. It is the most multi-dimensional description that you can describe one being with. He is described as an ascetic of the highest order, as a debaucher of the highest order too, a yogi, a very embodiment of awareness, at the same time a drunkard. He is described as the Sundaramurti, the most beautiful one, and also as a hideous one. So it goes on. So he means many things to many people. But for those who are on the spiritual path, the most significant aspect of Shiva is that he is a yogi. Not only a yogi, the Adi Yogi, or the first yogi. So Adi Yogi, the significance of his life is just that. He was the first one to bring this dimension to human life and to humanity, that a human being need not be contained in the limitations, defined limitations of our species. There is a way to go beyond these limitations. There is a way to be contained in physicality, but not to belong to it. There is a way to inhabit the body, but never become the body. There is a way to use your mind in the highest possible way, but still never know the miseries of the mind. The word yoga literally means union. That is, when an individual has the ability to unite himself with the universal, when a limited entity of a human being is able to enjoin with the limitlessness of the cosmos, the limited entity a shred of a creation. This dimension was first brought to humanity by this great being that we refer to as Shiva. The word Shiva itself literally means that which is not. That which is not means that which does not exist. That which does not exist means emptiness, nothingness. This idea of emptiness, nothingness, that which is, does not exist, should not be perceived as a negative entity, because if you look up into the sky on this night, which is the darkest night of the month, your eyes will tell you it is full of stars, because that is how the human vision is attuned towards creation. But if you really look at it, you will see the galaxies are just small specks. The real substance out there is nothingness. This nothingness, which is the womb of creation, this nothingness which fills 99% of the cosmos, this we refer to as Shiva, the boundless non-existence. We also refer to the Adi Yogi as Shiva because he perceived this boundlessness. One who has perceived the limitless nature of the existence is also limitless in the sense, the only way you could perceive the boundless is to dissolve your own boundaries and become boundless yourself. There is no other way to perceive. So, we refer to the limitless nothingness as Shiva and the Adi Yogi also as Shiva.